Okay, so we are still on Samech Tes Amud Beis. We'll start from the third wide line by the two dots, just to give ourselves a running start here. So the Mishnah had talked about Ketzer Harei Haya Yisrael Sheba Bas Kohen. You had a Yisrael who marries a Bas Kohen. Tocha Betruma, she eats Truma, Ivra Lo Socha, right? But once she becomes pregnant, so then she's no longer allowed to eat Truma, because maybe now she has a child who's going to be a non-Kohen, so she will, she's going to lose her opportunity, her status of being able to be, to eat Truma. So Gemara said, Kevan the Ibra Lo Socha, once she becomes pregnant, she can't eat Truma anymore, Leicha Shema Ibra, but not just when she becomes pregnant, maybe after she has, once she has had Tashmish with a non-Kohen, so now we should be concerned. Maybe she is already pregnant. If she's already pregnant, so then maybe she should stop eating Truma right away. Bilotan, don't we have a mission that told us? A mission we learned before. Mafrishin Osan, Gimuchadashim Shevim Mu'ubrosan, right? That women after having been married to one man, so before she can marry another man, so she has to wait 3 months to make sure we know whose child this is if she ends up becoming pregnant. So Gemara says, no, I'm a rabbi baruhuna, lo yuchzen chashu lo chum lo chashu. Now that's because in those cases, it's a different type of situation. We're worried there who the father is, right? To know who the father is, that we're really concerned about. In terms of truma, we're not so worried. Gemara says, lo chum lo chashu, you're not worried about truma. Vatanya harei zekiteich sha'achas kodol misa. See, if a person makes a tanai, and he says, this is your get, 1 hour before I pass away. So once he does that, what happens? Asur lecha b'truma miyad. She can't eat truma at all afterwards. Why? Because every moment might be the moment before he passes away. So she's not allowed to eat truma. So it's clearly we are concerned that even a suffix that she shouldn't eat truma, maybe she's going to become invalidated from eating truma. So that's not a good answer. She'al amar rabbi Rav Huna, v'nisu v'nachashu b'znus nachashu. No, when it comes to marriage, so in the case of when the two people are married, so then yeah, we're concerned at every moment that maybe she could become pregnant. But in case of znus, we're not concerned. When a woman is mizana with a man, so she does all kinds of things to make sure that she's not going to become pregnant from him. So that's a much less of a concern that to be concerned every, maybe she's pregnant even at that moment. Okay. Gemara says, "Nisuin michashu." Really? By nisuin, even by when a case of people are married, we're nervous right away that maybe she's pregnant. V'ha tanya. We have a brisa that tells us, "Bas kohen shenises leYisrael." A bas kohen marries a Yisrael, umes, and he dies right away, right after they got married, he passes away. Rashi says umes. It's the third white line in Rashi. Umes baila bo bayom. The same day they got married, he passes away. So what happens? Tovelas vocheles b'shum la'erif. She goes to the mikvah. She goes to the mikvah because if they had already attached, she goes to the mikvah. She's tahora, not in terms of nida, just in terms of tumah v'tahara. And she eats truma right away. She can eat truma right away. Even though she's a bas kohen, and if he's a non kohen, maybe she's pregnant from him. In which case, she's going to be invalidated. And she won't go back to her father's house and be able to eat truma. If she's pregnant from her non kohen husband, so then she'll be psula from truma forever. So clearly, it seems that even in the case where two people are married, we don't have this chashash immediately that maybe she's pregnant. So Amar Rav Chisda, tovelas ba'ochelas ad arbaim. No, what it means is she can go ahead and she can be tovelas, and then she can eat chumba for the next 40 days. Why? Because mamana shachas. Either way, it's going to be fine. Why di lo mi'abra haliv lo mi'abra? If she's not pregnant, then she's not pregnant. So then she's allowed to eat chumba because she went back to her father's home. Vi ma'abra, and if it turns out that Shitaka was pregnant, ad arbaim ma'ya ba'amahi. The first 40 days that after conception, so it's not really considered like a child at all. And the first 40 days before, after conception, it's not considered that she's really even pregnant. Okay, so that's what it means. It means that she's tovelas v'ocheles for 40 days. So Amle Abaye, meaning really we would be choshesh in general, but not for these 40 days. So Amle Abaye ihachi emaseifa huka ubra b'mayeha tehemi kukalas mafreya. So Abaye says, but if that's true, what about the end of that brisa? The end of that brisa, which we haven't seen yet, but now it's telling us now, says that once it's clear, huka ubra, right? Once it's clear that she's pregnant, she's what we call she's shoving, right? It's now clear that she's pregnant. So what happens? It turns out if she did eat truma all those, let's say, 3 months, right, that she was pregnant, she didn't know and she didn't realize, no one realized. So it turns out she has to actually pay back the money that she paid back for the truma that she ate. Look at Rashi. Rashi is Tehei Mikukelas L'Mafreya. It's four lines down in the white lines in Rashi. Tehei Mikukelas L'Mafreya L'Shalem Truma Sha'achla. Karen V'chamesh, she has to pay back the amount she ate plus 20%. And she has to even pay a tax on it. D'Shtakech D'Zara Havia. Turns out she was a Zara. V'achla Truma B'Shogeg. And she ate Truma B'Shogeg. So she has to go ahead and pay. V'yitika Amris. And if everything you said is correct, Ma'am Mikukelas. Havade Kol Mem Lav Zara Havia. And if that's true, what does she have to pay for all 3 months of eating truma? For the first 40 days, she shouldn't have to pay, because you just told me the first 40 days, manav shach, if she wasn't pregnant, then fine. Even if she was pregnant, for those 40 days, the child just maya ba'alma, and she shouldn't have to pay for that. So answer the Gemara, my mikokelas ad arbaim. Yeah, you're right. But it means that she has to pay, she's mikokelas mafre, it means she go back to the time after the 40 days. Because for the first 40 days, shiitake is not considered pregnant in Lagabe this question, and therefore she was allowed to eat truma. Fine, but the point being, the point is, to answer the original Gemara's original question, a chashash, maybe she's pregnant, the answer is we are by case of someone who's nesua, where we have that concern, not by someone who's not by case of znus. And even the nesua, we're only concerned after the 40 days. Okay, next case. Itmar. Haba ala rusaso bebeis chamav. Person is a couple has had kiddushin, but they're not have not yet had nisuin, so they are forbidden at that point from having tashmish. But they go ahead and they have tashmish. I don't think bebeis chamav necessarily means mamish in the house of his father-in-law, but it means while they are just only done kiddushin. So they have tashmish, but they've only had nisuin. Kiddushin. So Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer. Rav says the baby is a mamzer. I don't understand why that is. With Shmuel Amar Havlad Shtuki, and Shmuel says no, the Vlad's not a mamzer, but he's a shtuki. So what's the difference between a mamzer and a shtuki, and what is going on here? I thought they're married. So says the Gemara. Says the Rashi. Look at Rashi. Havlad Mamzer. It's like seven lines down in Rashi. Havlad Mamzer. Why? Afal pisha shneim modim shibba aleh. Even though they both agree, there's no confusion here. We know what happened. They did kiddushin and they couldn't wait and they had tashmish. We know what happened. But they are the two people who we know. That's the husband and the wife. So what? Chayshinan holo uprutzahi. Right? I'm saying the husband and wife in the sense that they are. We know who they are. It's not like we don't know who they are. We don't know, like, not. It's not like we're not sure who the father is. Right? We know what they're talking about. It's forbidden what they did. Was forbidden.
Thanks
right?
For saying that they're modia, I guess.
Then they agree. Right? They said that this is what happened. They go to the Rav afterwards. They said, this is what happened. What do we do? Right? So Vlad, I'm saying Vlad Mamzer sounds strange for such a scenario. So Gemara says, so that's what Rashi says. Even though they both agree they did this, right? Nevertheless, Chayshinan holu prutzahi, right? Acher nami ba'aleh v'yabar mineh. Meaning once she's shown herself to be to do such a thing, right? To be together with her, the man with whom she's only mikudeshes and is still forbidden to have tashmish. Oh, so maybe she's having tashmish with other people, right? Maybe she's really a prutza like this, and who knows what's going on? And therefore, he says because of that suffix, because of that chashash, havlad mamzer, because then the child of mamzer. So that's opinion number one. That's Rav. Okay, but Shmuel says no. Havlad shtuki. What does it mean? Havlad shtuki. Like Katin and Rashi. Suffik mamzer. It's not a mamzer. It's a suffik mamzer. Ta miswilan ima arisu v'kasher ima inishachrinu. We don't know. Again, because this happened, we don't know what's going on. Is the child really from this man, or maybe it's from some other man? Right? Hilkach mamzer suffiku. So he's not a mamzer, but he's a shtuki, which is a mamzer suffik. Okay. So Amar Rav, and Rava says mistavrim misli the Rav. So Rava says Rav really makes sense. The daima me'ama, right? Aval lo daima me'ama basra didei shadidin le. So it really makes sense to hold like Rav in what case? In a case where we call daima ba'ama. Daima ba'ama meaning that she is, look at Rashi, the daima ba'ama. So mistavrim misli the Rav, the mashvile mamzer vaday, when the daima me'ama, says Rashi, shechashuda me'achem. If she already, there's like, things about her, people know about her, people talking about this woman, that she is chashuda to be hanging out with other men, right? The leka lachshure kishar bnei doma shehem kasherim tahasam kevin denisuahi rov beilos hachar achabah. Meaning, when it comes to people who are already married, so what do we say? We say when a couple are married and a woman is, there's a chashash, maybe she was mizana with some other guy. So we still assume that the child is from the father. Why? Because ro vilos acharbel, that a person who's married, typically they are together with their husband more than anybody else. So if she ends up being pregnant, so we still assume that the child is his child. Avahacha lav orche lemibo kulei hai below chuppah. But in this case, there's no reason to assume that she's together with him. She's forbidden to her quote husband right at this point. So the point is, at that point, once you have a woman who has a people are talking about her, that she's already, that she's, with other men. So then it makes sense to say, mamzer mamish. I mean, you really are concerned that he's really a mamzer. Because again, there's no reason to say, rov bilos achar bala. She's probably together with her husband more often. She's not together with him more often. She's forbidden to him. Right? So there's no reason to assume that. So therefore, says Rava, Rav makes sense in a scenario when Daima ba'ama. We're concerned about it. But haval lo daima me'ama basri di deisha dinna. But if it's not daima ba'ama, then really there's a reason to believe. Which man would you expect? You'd expect the guy that she's that she's ready to get married to, who she is, she's attracted to. She likes him. He's the guy. Just that the halacha has forbidden them. Until they're fully married. So there's a reason to believe that it really is him. But so it would depend on what people are saying about her. By the way, that's the reason why. It's one of the reasons given why when we daven for someone for Refuah Shleima, we use the mother's name. Why do you use the mother's name? So some say it's a mother, it brings more rachmanis. The halachic reason is because a mother is we know, but vados, who the mother is. Right? When it comes to the father, the reason we know who the father is, rov bilo zachar, it's only a rov. Rov bilo zachar, well. So that's why we go by the mother, because the mother is a vados. Okay, fine. Amar Rava. So it says Rava, mina aminala. So how do I know this from? The katani yalda tocha, mina aminala, the katani yalda tocha. Right, this idea that when she has a baby, so she can continue to eat truma. Look at Rashi, the katani masis in yalda anusa umafuta v'asisrael mikolim. We had this case of a woman who was raped, etc., from Abbas Yisrael, from a Kohen. Tocha v'chum, that she's allowed to eat truma mishum bana. Right? Demachzakinan leba Kohen. Because we assume still that the child is the child of a Kohen. So what happens in such a case? So where does this come from? So heichidami. What's the case? Elam, we see how it's related. Elam, the daima me'ama. Right? If it's a case where she is already chashud from other people. Yalda amai tocha. Right? Why is once she has a child, why is she allowed to eat chuma? Why do we assume that this child comes from the Kohen? So elalav mine daima velo daima me'ama. No, so must be. What's the case? The case there is. There's no reason. She's not chashud at all for other people. And this terrible thing just happened to her. So in that case, we assume that it's from him. Look at Rashi says. Right, if it's that we're concerned with her with other people, it must be that we're only worried about the contact she had with this man. Right, we go based on him. But right, even though she's forbidden to him, right, meaning that even though she's forbidden to him, right, and she's a woman who's not married and she's in a rusa, she's forbidden also to her arus. Nevertheless, ula ama be sur, and she's forbidden to the whole world anyways. Besides that, vade heich the daim mine luchudei armina basrei shadin lelevad. Right, so in that case again, meaning the reason Rav is basically saying that, how do I know this idea of daim ba'alma? It comes from the case of this case of the woman who had been raped. And in that case, again, when we assume that, no reason to assume otherwise, so we assume it comes from this person. Fine. So this continues the Gemara. Ma hasam de lahai yisura lahai yisura. Right, basri di day shadin alayim. Again, what was the point? Then in that case, right, in our case, she's forbidden to everybody. She's forbidden to her arus, and she's forbidden to anybody else. And nevertheless, we go basri di day based on the man that she's connected to, she's an arusa to. Right, hacha, the lahai isura lahai atera lo kosher kain. Sorry, back in the case of the kohen, she's forbidden to, she's a pnuya, she's forbidden to everybody, right? And nevertheless, we go according to the kohen. So here, she's forbidden to everybody, but permitted in a certain sense to this man who she's going to marry. So certainly, we should assume that it goes, basar the kohen, basar the aris. So amale abaye la olam em lacha kohecha de daima mine afagat lo daima me'ama amarav havlad mamzer. So abaye says no, really. No matter what, whenever she is, we assume connected to him, even though she's not Daim Ba'alma, we see the Vlas Mamzer. Okay, so why is that? Why is that going to be? So, meaning he doesn't pick up this idea of that we said before, that it's only in a case where she's Daim Ba'alma that we see the Vlas Mamzer, but if she's not Daim Ba'alma, we won't assume it. He says, no, we always assume it, even if she's not Daim Ba'alma. So Gemara says, my time, why is that Daim Rinan, mida Afka Nafsha Lagabi Arus, Afka Nafsha La'ama. Right? No, the fact that she is violating the halacha, right? She's allowing herself to be together with this guy, even the guy who's her Arus, it doesn't matter. Once she does that, now we have no reason, we have no understanding of what's really happening here. And therefore we're concerned also that she's afkar and after la'ama, that she's making herself hefkar to anybody. Okay. Umas nisin, shahayu shneim chavushin beis asurin. And what's the case? So why in this case, in the Mishnah, do we assume that she's, maybe he's not a mamzer, maybe only a shtuki? Why is that? Because the case is they were both stuck together in a prison, and there's nobody else there. So that's the case where we assume that it must be from him, from the Aris. But otherwise, we have no reason to assume it's from the Aris. Why? Because the fact that she has already opened herself up to someone who's forbidden to her, we have no reason to assume that she hasn't done so with other people also. Okay. So Gemara is now going to present the same conversation, but said in a different way. Yikad Amri. Okay, so a different way that they say over this whole conversation. Okay, Yikad Amri. Bivalea. When it comes to a case where, again, the Arus was together with her, so everyone agrees, no one disagrees, that we assume it was from him. Okay? V'hachi idmar. And this is how you explain it. This is how you say it. Arusa she'ibra, a woman who is, again, engaged, she's had kiddushin with her Arus, and she becomes pregnant. Rav amar havlad mamzer. Rav says the vlad is a mamzer. Shmuel amar havlad shtuki. And Shmuel says the Vlad Shtuki. That was the same as we saw before. Okay, and Amar Rava. And Rava says, Mistava Misa de Rav. When does Rav make sense? Dilo Daime Mine. Right? Ve Daime Me'ama. Right? When is the case that we assume that the child is a mamzer if she's not been connected to him? And Daime Me'ama, and she has, people talking about her being involved with other people. Ava Daime Mine. Right? But if she's connected to him, Af agav the daima me'ama, even though we do say, right, even though we do know about her that she is, there's things going on, around town about her, basredi desha dilan, nevertheless, as long as she's daima minei, as long as the assumption is that she's been together with him, so then we have, we don't have an assumption that the vlad is a mamzer. Fine, which is a very different approach, right? This is kind of swinging all the way in the other direction, that there's this assumption that the child is not a mamzer unless we really have a lot of reason to believe that there's something going on with other people. Fine. So and not with him. So Amar Rava, we know Amin Allah. And Rava says, and how do I know? Dikatani, again, I'm going to bring from the same proof we brought before. Dikatani yalda tocha. Because we said if she has a child, right, the case of the same case of the Bas Kohen who was together with the Yisrael, and she has a child now from him, so now she's going to be able to eat Truma. She's the Bas Yisrael from a Kohen. She's going to eat Truma. Hey, what was the case? If the case is that, again, that she was connected to him, but and no reason to believe anything about the rest of the world, so and I understand, you have to say she continued to eat, right? You have to explain that. You have to tell me that she can eat. Of course she can. There's nothing going on here. El alive, I mean, what's the chiddush? She's only been with him. Must be the case. The case is that she was daiman ami alma. They're saying things about her. She's been around town, right? Uma hasam, and nevertheless, she can go ahead and she's allowed to eat truma. We assume that since she's been with him, that we can assume she's the child's from the kohen and she can eat truma. Uma hasam de la hayisur, and again, and just in that case, she's forbidden to all these people, right? And nevertheless, basrei didei shadin alei, and nevertheless, we go according to. We assume that he's the guy, he's the father. Hacha de la hayisura or la hayatera. Here in the case where again, the whole world she's forbidden to, and this guy she has a heter on the way at least because she's an arusa to him. Lo koshkein. So then certainly in that case we should assume who's the father must be as the arus. Fine. So amle abaye la olam im lacha kolhicha de daima me'ama afagav de daima minei amarav havlad mamzer. Umas nisin, but the low diamond claw. So bias is, I'll tell you that what I think the pshat is. I think the pshat is that really I'll tell you what's the case. Whenever that there's a diamond ma'ama, right? Whenever you have a cold that she's been around with other people, even though she has again been with him, Rav says the Vlad's mom's there. Okay, and what's that Mishnah that assumes that again the Vlad is not a mamzer? It must be, but the low diamond claw. That must be a case where there's nothing. We haven't heard anything about her at all. So that's why. But otherwise, no. Fine. So that gets us to at least having an understanding. Did Zera? I'm just interested to see if there's a letter here. Which way are we passing? But okay. I don't see it. Okay. Fine. Good. Continues the Gemara. Ha'eved posel mishum bia, right? So we said that the Eved who's together with this woman, right? So he can pasel women from the Kohen just with Tashmish without even having to not having Kiddushin, but fine. So Gemara says my time, Amar Kra, Aisha Biladea Tiyaladunea. Because the Pasuk says, right, that when an Eved's together with a woman, so what happens? So when they're together, the children become that it becomes like Haisha, right, in that sense, even though they're not really. Is that what it says the Pshat? That's the Raya from the Gemara, from the Pasuk? Is it explained in there? Or should I say that correctly? Explain there?
It says that since the woman is a slave, the child is considered a slave and they belong to the master.
They belong to the master. But how does that explain why Eved posel mishum bia? I guess the point is that by having tashmish with her and having a child, so that it makes the children like avadim. So that at which point you see that making them sue them from truma. Is that the point I want to say?
It doesn't
explain. I think so. I think that's the point. Okay. Mamzer posel umacha. Right. So we said a mamzer can pasel and a mamzer can also be machel. So what do we mean? Tanur Rabbanan v'zera einla. Right. As the pasuk says, what's the case? The case is if she's again the bas kohen who goes to her, who goes ahead, and she is with or the bas show who's with the what's the pasuk they quote there? Rezarian law. Sorry, thanks for helping me.
It's
Zera in law. She can go back to her husband, to her father.
To her father.
Good, yeah. But Zera in law is the Bas Kohen who can go back to her husband, to her father. So the pasuk says, right? So after she had a child, Zera in law. So if she has no children, she goes back home. So Ainli Ella Zara, right? Zara Minayin. So that's true when she has children, right? With no children. What happens if she has grandchildren? So say she had a child. The child had a child, and then that child passed. The first child, her child passes away, but she still has grandchildren, right? So Tamalomar v'zera ein la mikol makom, meaning it's only if she has no children at all, right? But if she has grandchildren, so she's again, she won't be able to go back. So ainli ela zera kasher, zera pasul minayin. That just tells me if she has zera kasher, she has a child that's a kasher. What if she has a mamzer? She has a child that's a psul. So how do we know? It's Tamalomar v'zera ein la ayin ala, right? You have to take a look. You have to like really be ma'ayin to make sure she has nobody else. Meaning, if she has any child at all, that's gonna get, that'll be in a baha fixe. Fine, you should take a look. And therefore, if she has, so it sounds like it includes the psul also. Baha fixe. Yeah, is that what it says?
No, I'm just saying, it's the same, it's like using the same pasuk with two different...
Yeah, so let's see. So the Gemara says, "Ha'afiksa le'zera zara," right? But you just use that pasuk, right, for zera zara to teach me the grandchildren, right? Zera zara, so that zera zara, that they come to keep her from eating truma, right? So Gemara answers, no, zera zara lo itzirichra. No, really, zera zara I don't need to have pasuk for. Why? Because the pasuk, because you know, b'nei banim harein kibanim, right? The halacha is that grandchildren are considered like children. That's true by the mitzvah of grandparents teaching children Torah. So that's, that's like, yishinatim nebanecha, that even b'nei banim are considered like your children in terms of teaching Torah, fine. So it's okay. It's v'chkra l'zera pasuk. But I need the pasuk really for to include the zera pasuk. Okay. So you might ask questions. Fine. So why did you ask the question in the first place? But fine. So Amalei Reish Lakish Reb Yochanan. Reish Lakish Reb Yochanan. Keman. Who's that like? Rebbe Akiva. The Amar. Yesh mamzer mechav elavin. This is according to Rebbe Akiva who holds that mamzer. We've seen Rebbe Akiva pops up every once in a while, right? Who holds that there's a mamzer from mechav elavin, right? For example, we always say the Grusha and the Kohen who get married, that their children would be mamzerim according to Rabbi Akiva. So I feel it. So that's what sounds. So they want to assume that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, look at Rashi. Keman for Rabbi Akiva. Masnisin de Katani. It's the fourth skinny line in Rashi. Masnisin de Katani. Ovi kochavim ve'eved habal bas yisrael havlad mamzer. Right, again, this Mishnah who said that an Ovi kochavim and eved who was together with bas yisrael, that the vlad's a mamzer. That's like Rabbi Akiva who holds that the mamzer comes from that child from Chayv Lavin is a mamzer. So Mar says, no, I feel it him Rabbanan. But Ovi kochavim ve'eved modu. Even the Rabbanan would agree that typically has to come by chavik chiyuvei kares. Nevertheless, by Ovi kochavim and eved they'd be modu. Why? They'd be modu in that case. Even they would agree. Okay. Dechi aser Rav Dimi am Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi mushum Rabbeinu. Because Rav Dimi and Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi both said in the name of Rabbeinu, right, Rebbe Yudan Asi, that nevertheless in this case they held that even though typically just a lav doesn't create a mamzer, in this case it would. Okay, so just finish the Mishnah. Kaf Gimel Pa'amim Sheposel. Kodol, sorry. Pa'amim Sheposel. Right, we had that strange case where the Kohen Gadol could end up passeling his aunt, his grandmother, whatever, right? So Tan Rabbanan Hareni Kaparis Ben Biti Kuza Shemachilani Bitruma Ve'eni Kaparis Ben Biti Kadosh Sheposlani Minatruma. Right, so that Rashi says Kuza Kli Katan Klomar Mamzer Shehu Garua and Kada is Kli Chashuv Klomar Kohen Gadol. Right, there can be a situation where you have this kli katan, that causes a person to eat truma, right, and as opposed to the other, the kada, the kli chashuv, that passes you from truma. It seems counterintuitive, and nevertheless, it's possible to have such a thing. So Yashikoyach, we finished the seventh parak, and we'll pick up with the eighth parak tomorrow.